You know, I was wondering, you know, if she could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
guys talking smack. Conversations about lots of things, but mostly music. The intersection of music and culture.
All right. Here we go again. Three guys talking smack. Thank you to famous DJ Chocolate Chip for that intro he did for us back when. We're back in the studio again. This is Omar. We have
Liam.
And behind the big board over there producing, but not being a DJ,
I am Big P.
That's the Big P over there.
I'm Big P.
I'd like to thank Mr. Liam for doing a little art design for our little logo there last week, and I'm putting it up there on our front there. Also recovering from knee surgery. How's that going?
Pretty good. I'm walking again. I don't need a cane, and the pain is not bad at all.
So you don't need help in the shower anymore like last time?
Anybody interested, I always need help in the shower.
You seem to be enjoying that duty you had a lot there, Big P, so carry on.
We also want to let everyone know that we are now live on TuneIn.com and the TuneIn app. Download us and check us out anytime. On Buzzsprout, you can catch us there. Richmond Soul Radio Network, you can download that app, and also on the Black Talk Radio Network.
You have got to be kidding me.
Yes, we are. We're everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And our sponsor,
well, I guess
the Fine Wine Club at
thevinewineclub.com. And a sponsor.
She threatened to cancel her contract with us after she heard the last show.
She has no funk.
So we have to be humble and apologetic to her this time?
Hell
the deal?
No.
No. Hell she no. Has no. She, that was a funk show. Who can't get into funk? Come on, man. Where'd she go to school? UVA? Come on, man.
So where are we getting ready to go now? Let's
well, we're following your lead, Big P, as always. Tell us what you're going to do.
So that was Don't Stop, Michael Jackson, Thriller. Let's go to Rick James.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, you and I thinking the same way.
You and I?
Thinking the
me
same
and
way.
You.
Me and you.
All of us.
All of us.
It's all good.
As far as I'm concerned.
You and I, And let your head go bald. Give me back that wig I bought you, and let your head go bald. The way you've been acting lately, woman, you don't need no hair at all. Your head done got so big, I can't tell you nothing no more. I said your head done got so big, I can't tell you nothing no more. You think you got all the sis, and everybody else is from the ghetto. Gonna die an old maid. You gonna be sleeping all by yourself. You're gonna die an old gray maid. Gonna be sleeping all by yourself. Cause you got a little money today. You think you don't need nobody else. So give me back that wig I gave you, and let your head go bald. I said I want back that wig I gave you, and let that head of yours go bald.
the way you've been treating me lately. You don't need my hair at all. Your friends don't like you no more, 'cause you've been acting real strange. None of your friends don't like you no more, 'cause you've been acting real strange. But I really, really believe, I believe you got another man. So give me back that wig I bought you, and let your head go bald. Wig I bought you, and let that head go bald. 'Cause the way you've been acting lately, you don't need no hair at all. Call me a dog if you wanna.
Back, y'all.
Yes, we are. Right.
And when you hear the theme song,
what's that song I hear in the background?
You know what that means?
Bonita Applebaum.
Bonita Applebaum. That means we got a guest, I
Bonita,
guess.
Bonita. Are you on the phone, Miss Bonita Johnson?
Oh,
hello.
She hung up on you. I think she hung up on us.
You need to take that Walmart phone back and give us a call back.
Oh, that's probably a good thing.
Oh,
she's there.
There she is. That's that laugh.
We've been busted.
So, you know, I'm calling in to check on my investment. What y'all up to?
We're not drinking wine, we can tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Again this week. I'm boycotting from the last show. I heard everything y'all said about me. I'm not surprised at Big P. Not even surprised at Liam. But Sweet Omar even was in on it.
You call Sweet Omar?
Sweet Omar. He's not
Sweet. It was a funk show, and you know, this is three guys talking smack, you know?
I'm about to come on there and smack too.
Oh, good line. So since we don't have any wine, we got Stella to come into the house this week.
She's sweet.
Yeah, she's sweet.
Yeah, I got Stella.
Yeah, her last name is Artois.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm doing. I got a friend over here too. His first name is Makers.
Oh,
and last name Mark.
We also have Marky Mark's brother, right?
Yeah, we also have a friend in here tonight, and his name is Willie.
Yay!
I think his last name Willie Blinn, right? Right, Omar?
Willie Blinn.
Hi. Okay.
You've got 2 minutes to tell us about the Vine Wine Club before we cut your ass off. Go ahead.
That's no way to talk. You're
so polite, Big P. Does the P stand for polite?
No.
That's the one thing that it doesn't stand for.
So. Divine Wine Club, www.thevineclub.com. So we're coming, we're ending up the summer, going into the fall. In October, we kick off our wine to tapping dinners again. So if you like wine and you like food.
Could you please back up off the phone a little bit? It's coming in really garbled, and we want everyone to hear exactly what you're saying. So please back up a little
bit
off the
phone. Are you in the closet somewhere? I mean,
yeah, are you? In the closet or what?
Never been in the closet.
Good. Okay, now we hear you loud and clear, so try that
is
again.
Is this better?
Yes, it's much better.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Wine and Tapas kicks off with Chef Rion Barry on October 12th, and it's where we pair 4 tapas or small plates with 6 wines, you know. When I was in high school, Big P was a teacher, so math, you know, I'm not that good at math. But we do 4 plates and we do 6 wines. We come back with our bottles and book series where We do. We drink wine and we have a book chat with an author. So that kicks off September 8th. So visit our website again at www.thevineclub.com. And I promise, guys, the next show, I will bring wine.
Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I know you need to get back to what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Makers is calling me.
Hey, you don't have to tell us what you're doing. Just have fun. And if you can't be good at it.
And while you go back, while you're going back to there, I think Omar needs to explain the last song that we heard. It was Ike Turner, "Give Me Back My Wig." He wanted to introduce you with that song. I don't know why.
But was, there's no truth in that.
Ike Turner, "Give Me Back My Wig." Later, Bonita.
Y'all have
goodbye,
a
and thank you for your sponsorship.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Y'all be good.
Yeah.
No.
Ike Turner, who we might have heard of some point in our life, was the half of the Ike and Tina Turner review. Ike Turner, born in St. Louis, 1937, did a lot of early blues work in the 40s throughout the South. And he did this song right before his death. He died in 2007. He did this album in 2005 after a prison stint and some time in rehab, and this was his comeback. And a nice mixture of blues and funk in there, and just some good old gut bucket vocals.
And this was a request.
This was a request from my good Uncle Gus, Uncle Tony Carrington, up in the 914, Dutchess County, New York. Shout out to him. Hope you enjoyed this show as you have enjoyed all the rest. Him and his wife, Gloria, and his daughter, Denise, they listened to the show over dinner. I don't know how they stand that, but we thank you for listening just the same.
It's good for digestion.
I'll say. Where are we going next, Liam?
Well, if I'm correct, it sounds like James Brown in the background.
That too.
Don't tell it.
Don't tell what?
Don't tell it.
Don't tell it.
Groupies. I know you didn't even try to play me like
that. Wait a minute. Why are you going off like that? I just want to make you feel.
So sure.
Sometimes a bump and grind is the best you can do. So
yeah, but sometimes a bump and grind gets you behind bars these days. Shoot. No, I'm through with the bumping and grinding right now. Cause everybody knows who that was. That was R. Kelly, man. Chicago's own. Yes, sir. Bump and grind, 1993.
We don't really plan these shows, but there's something strange about this one. I can't.
Well, hey, James Brown did Don't Tell It, 1973. Something started to emerge here. James Brown, Don't Tell It, 1973 from the Big Payback.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Gnarls Barkley featuring, you know, CeeLo Green. that was 2006 from his album, St. Elsewhere.
St. Elsewhere?
Why are you laughing over there? Why are you smiling, Omar?
In my throat.
We're loving your radio announcer voice there, Liam.
What are you talking about? This is not my radio voice.
Do some Kirby voice.
Man, I can't do Kirby. That was too long ago.
Let me try.
Let me give
no,
you.
No, we're not gonna do that.
I'm gonna give you a run. How you want to run? No, I can't do that. Man. It's been too long.
You know. Uh-uh.
What time is it?
Anyway, let me see.
Hold on. What time is it? 7:05 is some chunk change.
There you go.
Rocking the mic here is Kirby David Carmichael. Baltimore's pride and joy because my mama's a baby boy.
He wasn't from Baltimore. It's from New Jersey.
Yeah, we just like to pay some tribute to some of the old DJs.
Yeah, man, that was my man.
Wherever you were in the world during that time growing up, you probably had a famous DJ that you liked.
I'm telling you.
Chocolate Chip was one of our favorites, and we were really happy to have him doing it.
Kirby was our boy.
Kirby was our boy.
And we can't forget Mighty. What you doing in my kitchen? Cooking. Mr. C.
And Boppin' Ben Miles from the beat, Boppin' Ben from the East End.
Famous Preston Brown.
Preston Brown.
Gave us all the break.
He's every. Preston Brown's everything.
Billy Taylor, Alvin everything. John Waples, and a few more Billy Taylor that won't be named.
Okay, before we go any further, it's time to go to comedy break.
Comedy. Time to laugh.
It's my job to keep us on schedule.
Okay, thank you.
Ready for the break?
Let's go.
Here we go.
When I was 13, man, start talking about weird things. No, really. Stand on the corner. You know anything about Spanish Fly? What? Spanish Fly? It always happens when you're 13. Only when you're 13 on up to, like, when you get married. Guys stand around and talk about Spanish Fly, and it never starts with one of the guys on the corner. It's always some strange 13-year-old that says, you know what? You know anything about Spanish Fly? No, tell me about it. Well, there's this girl, Crazy Mary. She put some in her drink, man. She... Yeah, Spanish, that's really groovy, man. Spanish Fly is groovy, yeah, boy. From then on, man, anytime you see a girl, what's your ass on a Spanish Fly, boy? Go to a party, see five girls standing alone. Boy, if I had a whole jug of Spanish Fly, I'd light that corner up over there. So I thought it only existed in Philadelphia, you know, and I'm working on I Spy, and Bob and I are working together. Sheldon Leonard comes up, says, boys, I Spy is going to Spain. A childhood dream come true.
One of these things is not like the others. Which one is different? Do you know? Can you tell which thing is not like the others? I'll tell you if it is so.
Thank God it's Friday. The heads ringing.
In a party, I go for your neck, so call me Blackula. As I drain, a nigga's juggle a vein and maintain the lead bloodstain. So don't complain, just chill. Listen to the beats I spill. Keeping it real enables me to make another meal. Still, niggas run up and try to kill at will, but get popped like a pimple. So call me Clearasil. I wipe niggas off the face of the earth since birth. I've been a bad nigga. Now let me tell you what I'm worth. I cause drama, the enforcer. Music floats like a flying saucer on a 747 jet. Never forget, I'm that nigga that keeps the hoes' panties wet. The mic gets smoked once you hit a beat kick. With grooves so funky, they come with a speed stick. So check the flavor that I'm bringing. The motherfucking D.R.E. I'll keep they motherfucking heads ringing.
Ring, ring,
for the hoe, 6, 7, 8 for death row. Mad niggas about to feel the full of
spin to get into my men to and take care of the business I need to attend to. Cause my rich do, and this rap shit's my meal ticket. So you goddamn right I'ma kick it or get evicted. I bring terror like Stephen King, a black Casanova, running niggas over like Christine. When I rock the spot with the flavor I got, I get plenty of ass, so call me an astronaut. As I blast past another nigga's ass, thought he was strong, but I smoke him like grass, just like Cheech and Chong. When I float, niggas know it's time to take a hike, cause I grab the mic and flip my tongue like a dyke. I got rhymes to keep you enchanted, produce a smoke screen with the funky green to keep your eyes slanted. So check the flavor that I'm bringing, the motherfucking D.R.E. I keep they motherfucking hands ringing. Without a care, running shit as if I was a mayor. But I ain't no politician, no competition, sending all opposition to see a mortician. I'm up front, never in the backdrop. Step on stage and get faded just like a flat top. Your rhyme sounds like you bought him at Stop and Go. Dre came to wax you, so just call me Mop and Glow. Many try to, but just can't rock with. I'm 6'1", 225, a pure chocolate. Your chances to jacket me a Slim G, cause I rock from summer to Santa comes down the chimney. Ho, 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 and so, as I continue to flow, cause yo, I'm just a fly Negro, so check the flavor that I'm bringing, the motherfucking D.R.E. I keep they motherfucking heads ringing. Yeah, I keep they motherfucking heads ringing. Yeah, I keep the heads ringing. Get it, get it, get it. I keep the heads ringing. Yeah, come on. Yeah, death roll back up in that ass. For the 199 to the nickel. So all you motherfuckers out there trying to get with this, don't even try. You can see us with binoculars. They dig it. Yeah. I know you're bobbing your head, cause I can see you.
Yeah, Unhonorous Bobby Dre coming at you with Keep Your Heads Ringing. Song got Big P back there in the chair bopping his head, and Omar over there with a smile that can light up the sun. Yes, sir. And that was from the Fridays movie, 1995 release, with Dr. Dre, who is one of the founding members of the group N.W.A.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, man.
Liam is breaking out his whole suitcase of DJ voices today. Look forward to that, y'all.
Gentlemen, this here's another one for the steppers. DJ Wayne Williams, put the record on. take away all your stress. Tell me,
music.
Ooh, all the questions you have passed my test. Happy people.
Rocket 88, yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! Thank you.
step in my rocket and don't be late. Baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a fifth. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little dip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Yeah, that's some old Ike Turner right there, y'all. That's some old Ike Turner. This was from 1959. It was kind of a big hit for him, Rocket 88. Ike Turner also went by the name of Ecky Renrutt for a while. Don't ask me. I don't know anything else except that. But yeah, 1959, this was also one of the first songs that was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when it was started, because it's supposed to be like one of the first really bases of the rock and roll movement. Ike Turner, he played a lot of different bands. He also had a guy named Jimi Hendrix in his group at one time.
Wow.
But he actually fired Jimi Hendrix because he said every time he would give Jimi Hendrix the solo, he had to push the fuzz pedal and the wah-wah pedal and this pedal and that pedal, and it took him too long to get into a solo, so he fired Jimi Hendrix. So that's Ike Turner. Yeah. So before that, we had, who was that before that?
Well, that was R. Kelly, but I wanted to ask you, what was Ike Turner's real name or full name?
His name was Israel Luster Turner.
Luster.
That's probably why he went by Ecky Renrutt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Luster.
Or why he
Luster.
Went by Ike as well.
Luster, yeah. Luster. Luster was his
name. How did we get from Happy People stepping in Chicago to Ike Turner?
Ike Turner is the basis of all the things.
For those of you that don't know, we really don't have a format for this show. But
I think you said that already.
I know, but it's just something different this week. I don't.
Yeah, something going on here. Something in the air.
I smell fish. I don't know. Something's up.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving along.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's
pretty
Mikey.
Young thing.
Mikey, pretty young thing. Yeah.
PYT.
Yeah, PYT.
Love. about the new plan.
Let me holler at him.
Yeah, man. I can't believe you keep me all alone, baby girl. Where's your lover? Oh, it don't really matter, cause I got plans to get to know you better. Let's make what we got here last forever. Girl, cause I don't wanna let you go. Never. I don't know what you had planned to do tonight. Girl, I just wanna be the one to do you right. Right. When we're standing here looking at each other, baby, eye to eye.
Series, how a nigga sliding in a baby, I'm a boss, I'm talking George Steinbrenner, Panamera, Yogi Berra, my two-seater, Derek Jeter, got more stripes than all these niggas, baby, who ballin' in the Beamer, collar on my polo, kisses on my necklace, all my diamonds watching, now my watch is getting jealous, smoking on the bomb in my autograph LeBron's, yeah, she told me I'm the one, that's when I only hit it once.
Yeah! Hey, 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 hey!
to Little Rick James, Super Freak.
Rick James.
Rick.
Rick.
Before then, we had Chris Brown from 2014 with Rick Ross, The Boss, and Usher.
What was the name of that song?
Flames.
New Flame?
New Flame.
New Flame.
Flame. Yeah, something's flaming.
Chris is from around here, right?
Never heard it before.
Me either.
Yeah. Chris is from around here, right? We played music from all over the spectrum today.
Yeah, we did.
Because that's what we do.
Yeah.
But there's been a certain theme, and, you know, and we didn't plan it. Hey, yeah, we did. But
things kind of worked out a certain way, didn't they?
They did. They did.
Is this show almost over?
It's just about there, bro.
Wow, that was fast. Yeah.
We went over again.
I don't know what you're talking about with this theme thing. I didn't know we had a theme. I thought this was a free show. But anyway, we had separate the art from the artist.
So what you're saying is sometimes people can make creative, really good music, but they can kind of misbehave on other things. Yeah.
Picasso, Dali, a lot of artists.
Yeah, what the booty said, the bigger the front, the bigger the back.
Dig it.
And with that, if you want to reach out to us, email us at talkingsmackpodcast@gmail.com.
And address all hate mail to Big Pete.
Another episode is in the can.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Bonita.
This town is just an apple. Then let me take a bite. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why do they do it that way? If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why do they do it that way? Electric eyes are everywhere. See that girl, she knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature.
Check out Three Guys Talking Smack, a trio production available on Black Talk Radio, TuneIn.com, and wherever podcasts are found.